high school.
Oh, you're at work.
Let's see here. Okay, so doing Shlichus Yad. So Shlichus Yad again is a type of gzela. It seems it's when you're a shomer, you have an item, a guy's object, and you're supposed to be watching it, I guess, and you decide to take it in order to do something with it. Okay, so like in order to use it, to ruin it, to something like that. So the question is, what do you have to do in order to be chayev, in order to be a gazel? So Beis Shammai says simply the thought, the machshava itself you're chayav for, or speech saying I'm gonna take it and use it. Beis Hillel says no, you have to actually take it. You have to actually take it. And within Beis Hillel, you have a machlokas, do you have to just take it and actually ruin it, or is it enough just when you take it, just to picking it up with the das that you're gonna take, that you're gonna take some. So that's a further machlokas. But for the time being, let's just start with Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says machshava works, and Beis Hillel says you have to actually do something. And the question is, what kind of shlichus gzeila is that? I mean, you're not doing anything. You're just thinking. Even according to Beis Hillel, you're not doing anything. You're somewhere. You're just moving it around to, you know. Yeah. Okay. No, so it's a shlichus yad. It's under a shlichus. So that means you send your hand against it. It will be about shlichus. Because if I send my shliach to do it, to take it, then they still hold your chayiv, even though ain't shel darvera. So it's an exception to ain't shel darvera. So and that's how shliach comes in. The time being when I'm not the shliach. This was one thing that's interesting, is that even Beis Hillel holds that its machshava is relevant, right? Because once again, according to Beis Shammai, all you need is machshava. You think that I'm gonna take it. But Beis Hillel says, no, you have to actually move it. But if you move it, you're not a gazlan. I mean, you can move it in order to fix it, or in order to clean it, in order to whatever. It's you move it with a corresponding machshava, right? It has to be with the machshava. So it's interesting. It's like everyone agrees that there's machshava. It's just the question is, like, do you also have to be moving it or not? It's just funny. The limud, the Beis Shammai's limud is akol dvar, which is even dav dibor machshava, you know? But Beis Hillel, as if... You know, he doesn't need machshava, but it seems like he's also in need of machshava. He's not saying, I mean, there are, again, it's a question whether he holds they need chisara. But we're going now, let's assume not. Let's assume you don't need to actually damage it. You know, the Ram holds says you don't need to damage it. So let's go, that's where we hold. But I mean, afterwards we could talk about that with the shita. But for now, it seems he doesn't even need to damage it. It's not just like I think you notice, the Shlichus Yad is a real institution in Torah. It's not just, he's not a shomer. I mean, you see, Torah is a gzeiras kasas, and those shalach yadav nachas rei or called var pashai. Like it's a gzeiras kasas about shlichus yad, you know. So I don't think we have to come into this as if shlichus yad is just a natural institution. It sounds like shlichus yad is a gzeiras kasas. It's a phenomenon. There's such a thing called shlichus yad. It's a type of gzeila. And I think we should be defining is what is the institution which the Torah is. I mean, it's certainly under the framework of gzeila. But again, I don't think it has to be like a natural. It's a chiddush. I think it's a chiddush, and I think we have to understand what is the chiddush. What is how does this fit into gzeila? You know, something to that effect. And then I would think the machlok is about what is shlichus yad, which is what is this strange thing shlichus yad, which Torah is positing. You know what I mean? Emerges when you're a shomer. It's like a kind of gzeila which should exist for a shomer. Like Torah is recognizing that there's. It's by a shomer, it's talking about him lo shaliach yar padah from on sim, unless you were shaliach yad, which is a type of gzeila. But it's a gzeila for a shomer, kind of. It's like setting up a new type of gzeila, which you wouldn't necessarily have had, because you're not doing this standard gzeila. So the question I would think is, you know, we have to get a fill in the particulars, but I would think that it's, that's what it should be a question of. Yeah, okay, so I'm telling you this, that the Torah is setting up a new institution of gezela by a shomer, shlichas yad. See, and the reason why, I kind of what Ariel's suggesting, that you have normally the way you do a gezela is you take a guy's object, but there's a more sophisticated, sneaky way to do gezela, which is, again, I'm talking a little bit descriptively here, but go with me. So there's another way to do gzeila, which is that you ask a guy if you could, or you basically become a shomer of his object. So you borrow it, you watch it. Hey, I'll watch your object. You know, you get his object, birashus, and then you terminate your shmirah. and then basically it's yours. Here, it's in your capacity. Why isn't it gezeila? Oh, because you're a shomer. Because you're a shomer, right? So now the termination of your shmira is now rendering it in your so to speak, the action. Yeah, I'm talking action in a loose sense, but the action of the termination of the shmira is rendering it, putting it in my rishos be'eser, against your will. In other words, when, again, you're giving it to me willingly, so I'm taking it willingly. And then all I have to do is terminate the Shemira, and terminating the Shemira is Gzela. Because now I basically am, I'm stealing, because until that point it was your object under my Shemira. Now, it's just mine. I just have it in my Rishos. So it's like, you don't have a Maisa, but that's the idea of Shlichas Yad. It's an instance where a guy could be a gazlan without doing a maisa. He so to speak, he preempts it. He does the maisa of getting it. Normally the maisa just gets it into the Yerushas. Here you preempt it with the maisa which was out there, and you got the guy to go along with it. That's the hardest part of Gzela, is to get it out of the guy's Yerushas. Here you basically figured out a way. Again, you don't necessarily have to have forethought, but I'm just painting that picture. That you got a way to get it out of his Yerushas through the Shemira. And then that's Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad is it's the Gzela of Shlichas Yad is, it's the termination of your Shemira. Now if that's the idea, so the Beis Shammai says, termination of your Shemira, they don't need an action. As the second I decide that I'm gonna use the thing, I'm not guarding it for him anymore. Now basically I'm not a Shomer. That undermines my Shemira. The moment I think I'm going to take this thing and use it and ruin it or whatever, that's, I'm not a shomer. A shomer, shmira is like a, so to speak, an activity of protecting the other guy's dominion over the thing. Now, this is the ultimate contradiction to it, is that I'm no longer a shomer. I'm planning to get rid of it. So that's not a planning to take it and usurp it. So that's not, I'm not a shomer. The moment that that's what I'm doing, that's not shmira anymore. So that is the termination of the shmira, and that's the gzela, that's the gziad. That's Beis Shammai. The Torah is saying is, I mean, it makes sense that there's a termination of shlichus, but you could have said it's not recognized. The Torah is saying, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Dvar is saying that's recognized as a termination. You could have said it's just thinking, it's the thing is thinking. And let me get the other side, and then we'll close that. So Beis Hillel argues is that, although you're right, in concept, the termination of Gezela of Shlichus Yad is really the termination of Shemira. Termination of Shemira could be simply through your thoughts. But he holds that the Torah didn't leave it as that. But the Torah demanded, because it's Torah and it's Halacha, and that's the way Halacha often works, is that it developed the concept of termination of Shemira into a Maisa. That you need a Maisa of the Gezela, and the way the Shemira is terminated through Gezela, so there's a Maisa of the termination of the Shemira. The Maisa termination of Shemira is where you move the thing with the machshava of usurping it, of taking it. Whereas if it's just in your head, then there's no gezela. It's just in your head, and there's no therefore the shmira isn't terminated. You can think all you want, but he holds that it was when you do when that machshava is realized in a maisa of that action. Now is not an action of moving it to guard it, but it's an action of moving it to take it. So that's the character of your action. So you have to act on that machshava. And the maisa, because of since it's gzela, the Torah formulated shlichus yad as a maisa. Whereas Beis Shammai says, and that's the way halacha normally works, Beis Shammai says, it's gzeras hakasuv of al kol dvar pesha, to say, since the underlying concept of termination of shmira, and that really takes place in his machshava, because it's a matter of are you guarding or not guarding, which is an internal phenomenon, so the Torah said that you can have the gzela of shlichus yad even without a maisa. There's no maisa necessary. You know, it's to do an action. In other words, when you do, according to yourself, you're doing the Maisa of the Kabbalah Shmira, so that's a halachic phenomenon. You're defined as the Shomer. And he says, there's a Kenyan. And since there's a Kenyan Shmira, so you're defined as the Shomer. Until you do a Maisa, which undermines that. So you can be thinking what you want, but thinking is just thought. So in order you need a Maisa, just like you have a Maisa Kenyan, which sets up a Shmira, sets up a relationship to the object, so you need a Maisa, which breaks it. And the Maisa is one of Shlichus Yad. And we have to do it, but you can see there's room to now to wonder whether that Maisa is enough just to pick it up and move it, or the Maisa has to actually be like ruining the thing somehow. I mean, we have to do that, but you know, once the Torah said is positing a Maisa, what type of Maisa is it positing? You know, I mean, there's room for that. But it's saying is that, yeah, it's in your head. You say, but I'm not guarding it. Well, halachically, you are. You did a kinyan, which defined you as a shomer. And you may not be doing a very good job, or, you know, the guy may not thank you, or whatever. But halachically, your shame shomer exists until you do something which terminates it. So you do a maisa. You're just thinking. This is what you're thinking. But if you do a maisa, which is an expression of those thoughts, that's halachically registers as a din shlichus yad. And that's a gezeilah. The best thieves do that. That's like a con man. A con man, I guess, is like that type of an idea. A con man says, why do I have to go and steal the thing from the guy and figure out a way to do it? Why don't I just have him give it to me and then I'll just keep it? So he figures out a way to ingratiate himself to the guy. The guy gives it to him, and then where's the stealing? The guy's willing giving it to him. Yeah, the guy's giving it to him as a shomer, and he's accepting it as a shomer. Now, the second he turns off the shomer mindset and becomes the Goslin mindset, he's now... is the presence in his Rishus is B'toras Gezela, not B'toras Shmira. Now that's a Goslem. So there's no Maisa Gezela, but he's a Goslem. And that's Gezela. That is Gezela. It's not a Maisa. And again, even if Gezela had Malkus, he wouldn't get Malkus for it. You're a Goslem. The termination of the Shmira, the changing of your shame, you're changing yourself from being a Shomer to a Goslem. In an instant. Three Mashallah. Basil says it's very nice, it's a nice idea, and that's why come and work, but given that it's halacha, I mean, there's something loose about it, and he says that halacha, in general, demands for tzeg, he's a gazlan, he has to have a maisa, so the machshava is, you know, machshava is fleeting. I mean, you can probably see machshava, I'm thinking, machshava is, well, you have to have a concrete thing. The concrete thing, you pick it up with that das, with the machshava now is realized in your action, that's, now you'll say, just like Kenyan, I mean, you can think all you want, that you want to own something, you do your maisa akba, that's, Okay, anyone else? Okay. So now the question is whether or not what Maisa is necessary. Okay? What Maisa is necessary? I think. There's two ways to go here. I think the Shlichus, maybe we'll hold that for next time. But why Shlichus works. But now within Beis Hillel, the question is what do you have to do? Do you have to simply, like the Rambam says, move it across your room in order to do Shlichus Yad? Or do you have to actually be mechaser it? That's what the answer. Shlichus yad ain't shlichus chisaron. That's the question: is do you need chisaron? Do you have to be mechaser the object or not? Yeah. Okay. Good. So John is saying. I think Ariel is saying the same idea. That the question is. So again, Beis Shammai holds the gezeilah of shlichus yad is purely that you in machshava you undermine your shmirah. The termination of the Shemira internally. Now, he still argues, and he says you need a Maisa. So is he really in the same camp as Beis Shammai? He just holds that Machshava doesn't register halachically until it culminates in an action. But really, he agrees with Beis Shammai, that it's really an internal phenomenon. It's just that the halacha, in general, he holds that because it's halacha, halacha demands an action. So, but it's just any action which is like he acts based upon that machshava. So then, simply moving it across the room with that machshava is the halachification of that machshava. Or do you say that Beis Hillel is arguing now? He is different. He's not in Beis Shammai's camp. He's arguing differently. He holds that since this is gezela, the Torah created like a maisa gezela shel shlichus yad. As in Shlichus said, there's a maisa of, which is defined as a maisa of termination of Shemira. So what's a maisa of termination of Shemira? Shemira means you're guarding the object. And chisaron is the opposite of guarding. You know, the maisa of the mechaser, the thing, is the action of undermining Shemira. It's not just internal. But the action of Shemira is protecting it, chisaron is damaging it. You know what I mean? So he holds that the way he doesn't like the idea that it's just in your machshava, and even if your machshava takes you act on your machshava, but he holds since this is gezela, so gezela is a maisa, so the Torah, although this doesn't have it's not the normal maisa gezela, you don't walk in and take it from the guy, but there is the Torah developed it into a maisa, but it's a maisa in this context, it's a maisa of undermining shmirah. And the maisa of moving it from one corner of the room to the other room, how is that a maisa of undermining Shemira? Just the maisa of moving it could do the same exact action if I were a shomer. So then you think, oh, it's my machshava. But this aside learns that the Torah, it's not machshava. It's you need a maisa of on the mayim shmira. And the maisa on the mayim shmira is mi machaser. That's the antithesis of shmira, is damaging. So that's what he holds. But that's what we hold. You know, that's the Ram's holding, and that's the conclusion that we hold, that you don't need that. That it really, we agree with the Shammai. The machlokas is it just that it's being that it's halachic. It's it really is machshava, but the machshava has to be expressed halachically. Okay, yeah. That's, you know, like that's the question. How far? That's kind of the question: is how far is Beis Hillel going away from Beis Shammai? How you know, how close is the machlokas? Yeah. Maybe now we could let's take the last question: is that that according to Beis Hillel, so yes, Beis Shammai says Beis Hillel. So what is that called? Dvar Pasha, called Dvar Pasha, whatever. It's a limud. What's teaching you? So he says teaching you that you can shliach. Which means, again, if I am being your, I'm guarding your object, and instead of me, what I do is I tell my shomer to move it across the room, or to be whatever, to do that, to do an action of, to do an action which is for the purposes of a shlichus yad. So that's what he says, that that works. It's teaching that you could even use a shliach. So even though in general we say in shlichus dvar veira, but here's a gzeiras hakasav, which is teaching you shlichus works here. And that's why it's shlichus for shlichus yad. Okay? Shlichus yad just means you're like sending your hand against the object. Your shlichus means you're doing it using a shliach. So it's a different thing. So the question is, well, what's the idea? Why is it that here you have a? Can we explain? I mean, why is there an exception here? It's in general principle of in Shel Taravera. Yeah. Okay. So I think what Daniel is saying is good. Is that that's that here the whole gezela. The whole gezela is this gezela. I think it's good what we said so far is that Beis Hillel is really agrees with Beis Shammai that the essence of shlichus yad is a machshava, is that you're terminating your shmira, and it's just that termination has to be realized through an action. Okay, and it has to be expressed halachically. So there's no, what are you doing? What's the action? You're moving it from one side of the room to the other side of the room. That's an empty action. You're not doing anything. But the reality, the essence of the thing is the machshava. Of the termination of the Shemira. It's just that that has to be realized in an action. So with there, the Zegzeros HaKasav is that since the whole role of the action is not as an action per se, but is just as the expression of the Machshava, so therefore the Torah, in a certain sense, relaxes the Din Maisa, but not like Beis Shammai says, that it says you don't even need a Maisa altogether. You do need a Maisa. But the Maisa could be the Maisa of your Shliach. It could be that your Machshava could be expressed through an agent. You know what I mean? So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both Doris the Pasuk, that the Torah is relaxing its ordinary din Maisa here because the essence of the thing is really Machshava. According to Beis Shammai, it's saying is you don't even need Maisa because since the whole thing is a Machshava, you don't need Maisa altogether. According to Beis Hillel, it says you don't need Maisa like normal Maisa Avera where you say in Sheikh Dvar Avera where you need a physical Maisa with your Goth. Rather, it's enough to have a Maisa through agency, through Shlichas. You know, that's what it's extending. But you still need it to be expressed. You need the minimal halachic expression of your da'a, of your machshava. So shlichus is enough. But this is an exception. I mean, there's an exception, right? That it's good. It makes sense that this is, even if you'd have another case, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you'd have a good case. You still need a limud. It's not automatic, because you can still say, bottom line is it's an avera. So it's true that it's a machshava, but it is an avera, and therefore, you could see why the Torah would do such a thing here as an exception. In theory, you could generalize from here to call Torah Kula, but now you have Shnei Ksuvim Ka'echad. You have on the one hand the Pasuk by Mi'ilah, which tells you Shlichus works, and a Pasuk here by Shlichus Yad, which tells you Shlichus works. So therefore, if it were, either one of them were to generalize, you wouldn't need both of them. You just have one, and it would tell you all of Eros. So the fact that it tells you two, it means these are two unique exceptions, but in a categorical manner, really, Shlichus, there is no Shlichus by there. And that's where I think about. So the Gemara then asks, and this is the way the next is, what about according to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai doesn't hold shlichus here, right? According to Beis Shammai, there's no room for shlichus because he just says machshava. What are we going to get shlichus to? It's just machshava. Well, the second you even think to get the shliach, it's going to be, you know. So he doesn't learn the pasuk to teach you shlichus. So now according to him, you only have one exception, namely Mi'ila. Only one exception to Einshel Dvar Avera. So why don't you learn from Mi'ila to call it Torah Kula? So you have to find another one, and that's going to be Tzvicha Mechira. So that's what we'll take up next time. It's funny, very funny there. See you.